يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Believers, fear Allah as He should be feared, and see that you do not die save in the state of submission to Allah. And see that you do not die save in the state of submission to Allah. They should remain steadfast in their obedience and loyalty to God.
وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
Hold fast together the cable of Allah and be not divided. Remember the blessing that Allah bestowed upon you. You were once enemies, then He brought your hearts together so that through His blessing you became brothers. You stood on the brink of a pit of fire and He delivered you from it. Thus Allah makes His signs clear to you that you may be guided to the right way. Hold fast together the cable of Allah. The expression cable of Allah in this verse refers to the religion of God. The reason for the use of the word cable, habl, is that it both establishes a bond between man and God and joins all believers together. To take a firm hold in this cable means that the believers should attach profound importance to their religion. This should always be the center of their concerns. They should continually strive to establish it, and the common desire to serve it should make them cooperate with each other. As soon as Muslims turn their attentions away from the fundamental teachings of their religion and lose sight of establishing its hegemony in life, they begin to concern themselves with matters of secondary importance. And just as they rent the communities of the former prophets, enticing people away from their true objective in life, so schisms and dissensions are bound to plague their lives. If Muslims do this, they're bound to suffer indignity and disgrace both in this world and the next, as happened with the followers of the previous prophets. You stood on the brink of a pit of fire, and He delivered you from it. This refers to the state of the Arabs on the eve of the advent of Islam. There were animosities among the tribes, which regularly broke out into fighting. Every now and then there was much bloodshed. Things had reached a point when the entire Arabian nation seemed to be on the verge of destroying itself. It was due to the blessings of Islam alone that it was saved from being consumed by the fire to which this verse alludes. The people of Medina had embraced Islam some 3 or 4 years before these verses were revealed. They had witnessed the blessings of Islam as it unified into one brotherhood, the Aus and the Khazraj, two tribes which had long been sworn enemies. Moreover, both tribes treated the migrants from Mecca in a spirit of sacrifice and love seldom seen even among members of the same family. Thus, Allah makes His signs clear to you, that you may be guided to the right way. If they had eyes to see, they could conclude for themselves whether their salvation lay in adhering firmly to this religion or in abandoning it and reverting to their former state. For instance, decide whether their true well-wishers were God and His messenger, or those Jews, polytheists, and hypocrites who strove to plunge them back into their former state.
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون.
And from among you, there must he, a party who invite people to all that is good, and enjoin the doing of all that is right, and forbid the doing of all that is wrong. It is they who will attain true success.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
Do not be like those who fell into factions and differed among themselves after clear signs had come to them. A mighty chastisement awaits them, and differed among themselves. The reference is to those communities which received clear and straightforward teachings of the true religion, but who had abandoned the fundamentals, forming separate sects around trivial and subsidiary questions. They became so engrossed in quarreling over superfluous and insignificant questions that they lost sight of the mission God had entrusted to them, and even lost interest in those fundamentals of belief and righteous conduct which are essential for man's salvation and felicity.
يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون.
On the day when some faces will turn bright and other faces will turn dark, those whose faces have turned dark will be told, "Did you fall into unbelief after you had been blessed with belief? Taste then chastisement for your unbelief."
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
And those whose faces have turned bright, they will be in the mercy of Allah, and therein they shall abide.
تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
These are the messages of Allah, which we recite to you in truth, and Allah desires no wrong to the people of the world. And Allah desires no wrong. Since God does not want to subject people to any wrong, He illuminates the straight path of their salvation and forewarns them of the matters for which they will be asked to render an account in the hereafter. It is clear that if people abandon the path of rectitude, they wrong no one but themselves.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ.
To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, and to Allah are all matters referred for decision.